The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3654. The BFO for Monday the 7th of February 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
All ashore that's going ashore, get Captain Crunch at your grocery store. Big Fanny, that's an old one, it is. Hello, disembarkers. Big Fanny, all good things must come to an end. I hope it was a good thing. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's disembarkation day from the Cruise for Lifetime, the Tropical Americas Cruise with the Atlantis events. And, y'all, I'm sure there are many of you that are saying, oh, Big Fatty, I told you so, you know, but remember, I'm recording this before I ever get on the ship, so, but y'all, hopefully it all went well, but if it didn't, it was nice knowing you, and we'll just see you on the other side. Big Fatty, that just, y'all, it's a travel day, heading back to Fat Acres, and, y'all get there and get everything back to order, and y'all will do Tamari's little show from the studio. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 7th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person many times out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, I can't remember if he had come to any of the Pride 48s in Nolens or not, but he may have come to one of them. But y'all, just, you know, Big Fatty can't remember shit. Big Fatty, no surprise there. Y'all, used to do the little show with Zombie Girl TJ. Big Fatty, I understand that they're living in sin. No, they're just roommates. Oh, never mind. I am talking about y'all, and he is one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. And y'all, always there with a helping hand and just always a smile on his face. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Larry. Big Fatty, that doesn't narrow it down. Oh, okay, well, how about Q Sledge? Oh, Big Fatty, we love Q Sledge. So y'all, if you see Q Sledge on the 20 or the face, wish him a Big Fatty, you sound like Durwood at the hibachi place. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big ol' piece of cake. Kiss Big Fatty! See, y'all, we are recording moments after we recorded the 4 right. little show, because y'all, there ain't going to be no inner tubes between Colombia, or Peru as the NIP calls it. When we get back into Miami on Monday morning, y'all, you wouldn't have a little show waiting for you. So that's why we're recording right now. Now, what were you saying that it recorded? The NIP made an observation that it feels like it's, what was it now?
When you're recording the show, it goes by in about 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
When I'm listening to it, it's about 50 minutes.
Okay. Well, most people listen to it at double speed. So that would only be 25 minutes. Do you listen at double speed and it feels like it's 50 minutes?
What?
Never mind. Anyway, y'all, we got off the ship on Thursday morning. Now, y'all, today we were doing the Mangrove Canoe Tour.
Today Thursday?
Yes.
Oh.
Y'all, you see what I put up with? Y'all, I'm telling you, it is just sad. It is...
Okay.
What?
When you have an explosion in the toilet, uh-huh. You flush it more than once?
I flushed it 3 times already. It's a Jackson Pollock. And it's not pretty. But anyway, so we pulled into port. Y'all, they changed the arrival and departure times on us. So we pulled into port at 11 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. And we was, and y'all, we're not leaving till 11:30 p.m. Thursday night. Yes, Big Fatty. And they said at the show the night before we got to town that please finish your snacks before you get on the ship. Y'all, that was the NIP. Did you hear the power it took to move his discharge down the hole, fire in the hole. But anyway, so
they're gonna need industrial cleaner to clean up after you in there.
Y'all, by the way, our cabin steward is Wilson, and y'all, just as nice as he can be. And y'all, we had a bottle of wine the other night, and the NIP brought the second half of it back. Y'all, I know you're finding it unbelievable that he didn't drink the whole bottle, but y'all, he's getting a little tight right now. But anyway, we got up and had breakfast on Thursday morning, and y'all, the NIP must have had. Oh, y'all, he's checking his chest discharges.
He's just sunburned. It's
wait, no, that's blistered.
Well, it's the juice that comes out of a blister to self-lubricate.
Oh, okay. Y'all, by the way, my gentleman caller on Wednesday night was PETA. And he says, I said, I'm not good with names. He says, well, when you see me, just look down. And I went, well, hello there, Tootsie.
I don't know how you hook up with so many guys.
I've only hooked up with one.
It's one more than I've hooked up with.
Well, that's because
I'm much better looking than you are. Well, and you get all these people. I don't get it.
You are also delirious. Because if you can get them, you don't want them. But anyway, you get what you enjoy, which is the chase. All right. So anyway, we had y'all. We went on the Mangrove Canoe Tour, and y'all, we went and we had we had Louis Anderson on the bus with us.
God rest his in peace.
God rest his soul. But
yeah,
y'all,
be in peace.
2 tons of fun, y'all, we were so hoping that we were not going to be in the canoe with him. So, because anyway, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. So anyway, y'all, we got on the bus and we toured around. We saw the big castle. You know, a Caribbean port has a big fortress and a walled city, and we drove by the walls. And y'all, we get to the Mangrove canoe area, and of course they had, you know, okay, everybody go TT, and so the NIP went to TT, and
that did not happen there. It happened when we stopped to see the good emeralds.
Oh, I forgot. There's another story, y'all. As soon as we got off the bus at the fortress, y'all, we were bombarded with about 400 people trying to sell us trinkets and everything. And I mean, it was just endless. It was endless. They had the girls dancing around like Chiquita Banana, and they were trying to sell you, y'all. There was a guy that had a gun. and when you pulled it out of the holster, the barrel part was a homosexual penis, and it didn't look well because it looked inflamed, but anyway, so y'all, we were back on the bus, and the guy, we were waiting on a few people. One moment, please. I've got to have some of my complimentary water.
Hurry up, you'll run out of time.
So the tour guy said, who would... evidently, Colombia is known for its emeralds. Mm-hmm. And he says, would y'all like to come see some of the emeralds on display? So Lynette popped up and went and saw the emeralds. Well, y'all, while they were gone to see the emeralds, the bus had to move forward, and y'all, we way down the street from where we left everybody, so they came out of the Emerald Museum or whatever.
It was a jewelry store.
Oh, it was a jewelry store and museum. And y'all, here come the traveling salesman trying to sell you the penis gun and the everything else, the trinkets and all. And y'all, you know, they started coming at the nip, and he panicked, and y'all, he started running across the street, and y'all, right in the middle of traffic, and y'all, run is probably a generous word. It was quite a quick waddle.
You might want to tell him where I was carrying my EpiPen.
Y'all, his EpiPen fell out of his pants. Now, y'all, the last I saw, he had stuck the EpiPen down into his underpants. Big Betty, what if he had shot him in the hoo-hoo? Well, it would have...
Because I want a bathing suit. The pockets are very shallow. It wouldn't fit in there.
So, he stuck it...
I thought the EpiPen might enhance my crotch area.
It didn't. Anyway, doing the fast waddle across the street, and the EpiPen comes out. Now, y'all, this thing is yellow. I mean, it is like a siren went off, you know, an alarm went off, and y'all, all the shot across the sidewalk, and all the traveling salesmen, y'all, they started running towards it like it was gold, like it was doubloons. It was the pirate's doubloons, and then the nip, and they started to pick it up and everything, and the nip is yelling, "No, no, that's mine, that's mine!" And y'all, then all the way, the rest of the way back to the bus, y'all, he got tickled at himself. And y'all, he couldn't. He struggled to get onto the bus, for two reasons. Number one, it was that quick waddle, and y'all, he was laughing at himself so hard that he was having trouble breathing. And but anyway, we finally got to the mangrove canoe trip, and when we first got there, there were these canoes out front, and y'all, they had big holes in them. And I'm going, dear God, this is not good advertising. I mean, no, I don't want to go in a holy canoe. Well, y'all, then we got to the dock, and y'all, the ones that didn't have holes in them didn't look like they were far from having holes in them. Y'all, they've seen some trips.
Rotten wood.
Y'all, the seats were rotten wood. And y'all, I don't know how that seat held Louis Anderson. I really don't. But anyway, he was not in our boat. But y'all, we had in our canoe. There were four to a canoe and the driver, and y'all, they drove us with a stick, and they the driver was in the back, and he y'all, it's kind of like a gondola.
Yeah, and a gondola through a swamp that smells like Big Fatty.
Oh, it's it, y'all, it, y'all. No, y'all. Mm-mm, it was worse than that. But anyway, y'all, it was gorgeous being gondoled through the mangrove trees and everything. And y'all, then we went out into the what was the name of that lake?
It was, I didn't hear it.
It was like the Purity Lake or the Virgin Lake or something like that.
Everything around here is about the Virgin.
Oh, lots of Jesus talk, and so then we went across the lake and then we went into some more of the swamps and everything. Y'all there were vultures.
They're just waiting on one of them.
Y'all, they were thank goodness.
We see tropical birds and we saw vultures.
Tropical birds were vultures. And y'all, thank goodness Louis Anderson's boat went ahead of us, and they didn't
allow four people in his boat.
No, there were only three in his boat, plus the guy with
the poor
stick.
Poor guy with the stick was getting a workout from just trying to move that canoe.
Y'all, it was, bless his heart. But he was enjoying it. I give him props for going in a canoe. And y'all, we had two guys in our canoe that work for the Atlantis. Y'all, they're in the production company, and they do the decorating for all the different outdoor parties and things like that. And
thanks to me, I broke up the conversation.
The nip is a social butterfly, y'all. Just, I mean, a social butterfly. And you know, it's y'all. If it's, you know, if you've ever seen like a butterfly and a piranha combined, you know, he's you know. Anyway,
everyone y'all, you loves can't, me.
Oh, especially when he is delightful with the wine. But anyway, so we talked to them and we told them that we had been on the
You're
first
out of time. First, so watch Atlantis. Your clock.
Yes, first Atlantis cruise, and they went, "Oh, tell us about that. I bet that was fun." And so, you know, Big Fatty had to share the memory lane stories, and so anyway, we finished up. And we were coming back, y'all. They've got the old walled city, and then they've got the new city. And y'all, the new city, it's like going to the Miami Beach. Y'all, by the way, the two guys that were in the canoe with us, they were very disappointed that they weren't going to be doing the canoeing. So anyway, y'all, we got back, and y'all, they dropped us off, and y'all, they had a little area. It was kind of a wildlife area with birds and peacocks.
It was an aviary zoo.
Yes, and peacocks and parrots. One of them was talking to the Nip, and the Nip was answering him. and y'all, but there were parrots everywhere. When we got back to the dock from the canoe trip, y'all, there was this giant iguana there to meet us, and y'all, I didn't want to meet him, but anyway, y'all, we're back on the ship, and we got the neon dance party Thursday night, Big Fatty. Oh dear, guess it, y'all. The Nip has discovered a rash. and just in the time that music played, he's discovered a rash.
That
and
was not for you to share.
Y'all, it's spreading. It's spreading. I can watch it spreading. I think that parrot gave him the parrot a bird flu or something. I don't know. But y'all, you'll have to hear about the rest of the trip the next week. Y'all, don't forget, it is so question month. I know you are just don't give a shit, but y'all get your so questions in, and you'll have a chance to win that mediocre prize. Big Fatty, I think I'm gonna go take a nip a nap now, because that just sounds more boring than the Nip's rash.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.